28, 22. In just over one day's time, the Died Suddenly trailer has been viewed well over a million times.
I get to see it. I'm a first-hand witness, completely blown away every day by the explosion of this platform. But the glory does not belong to Stu Peters. This is God's platform, and all glory be to God Almighty.
Yep, people want the truth, and to that end, today we'll be joined by Dr. David Martin. And how free is speech over on the newly acquired Twitter platform?
Right! Tony Fauci is still running around free instead of hanging by the end of a noose somewhere.
Sign up for Died Suddenly updates at StuPeters.com. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. As I'm sure you've heard, Elon Musk bought Twitter yesterday for the price of $44 billion. Enough to, fund 3 months of this Ukraine war. Musk now personally owns the world's largest speech platform. And for now, at least, it's been pretty exciting. Musk is apparently planning to fire about 75% of the company. And knowing the kind of people who work there, he could fire 85 or 95 or even all of them, and it wouldn't bother us. And he's off to a good start, too. Within a few hours of taking over, he fired CEO Parag Agrawal, CFO Ned Segal, General Counsel Sean Edgett, and Policy Head Vijaya Gaddy. That last name is the lowest ranking of the four jobs, but probably the most important one. Vijaya Gaddy was basically Twitter's chief censorship officer. She played a bigger role than any other person in escalating Twitter's bans and its fact checks and its censorship of dissenting ideas. The company is well rid of her. And now, according to Bloomberg, Musk is planning to reverse Twitter's lifetime bans. That could mean letting President Trump back onto the platform. This show's account back onto the platform. Marjorie Taylor Greene's personal Twitter account. Nick Fuentes and countless anonymous users who've been banned over the years. So, of course, the left is absolutely melting down right now, which is fun to watch. Last night in a Twitter space, some reporter from a major publication compared this to the Joker breaking into Arkham Asylum and letting out all of the Batman supervillains. Other people are comparing themselves to Ukrainian soldiers simply by refusing to leave Twitter. Of course, the real reason they aren't leaving isn't bravery. It's because they're addicted. And they think the fate of the world depends on their idiotic, inane posting habits. But one day isn't enough to call it a revolution, by any means. We used to be on Twitter. A lot of people are wondering if we'll try to get back on. For the record, yes. We are planning to get back on Twitter. We've appealed our lifetime ban. Some liberal parasites are already freaking out. Like the Daily Beast writers, Zach Parizo. The first priority of this show, I will have you know, is truth. And the second is giving people a voice. So if we can get this show's message to more people by being on Twitter, we will. To that end, I started my own new personal Twitter account last evening, testing the waters. Within the hour, I quickly had thousands of followers, thirsty for the truth from a man that has the testicular fortitude to say that truth without self-censoring out of fear. In one of my first tweets, I tested the boundaries of the newly acquired platform. Quote, so how free is speech here? Drag shows for kids are pedophilic. Biden is illegitimate. COVID was never a respiratory virus. The shots are intentionally deadly. The FBI is a criminal organization. The real insurrection occurred on November 3, 2020, and Jesus is king. Unquote. Within a few minutes, the new account was permanently suspended. But we definitely aren't abandoning our presence on Gab or Telegram or all of the other important alternative channels that we built our presence on over the past year. Because, for one, those companies deserve our support for standing up for free speech and free exchange of ideas when it was most difficult. And second, because we aren't sold on this Musk buyout just yet. If you read anything about Musk, it's obvious that he's not a conservative. He's basically just a Bill Clinton supporter from the 1990s. It's not as bad as today's liberals, sure. 90s liberals didn't believe in mutilating your kids, but he's still basically a liberal. Does Musk really believe in free speech? I'm not convinced yet. Maybe he thinks he does. But he hasn't been tested hard by the regime yet. And here's what could easily happen. There could be a period, a few months, maybe a few years, where Twitter really does seem free again. They'll gather all of the banned people back onto Twitter. They'll make it a truly indispensable public square. They'll put all of their alternatives and competitors out of business. They'll integrate Twitter more and more with the world economy, and then, bam, it's all gone in an instant. back to censorship, back to mass bans, back to cancellation. But this time it could be even worse. Ever since COVID, elites have gone all in on digital passports for everything. So what happens in 5 years? Getting locked out of Twitter also means getting locked out of buying a plane ticket or getting locked out of your bank account. I mean, that sounds insane now, but that's how psychotic our elites can be. So we're going to wait to see with Twitter. But for now, we can definitely enjoy the moment and hope for the best. All right, so as I mentioned at the top of the program, our official trailer for Died Suddenly, the documentary coming exclusively to the Stu Peters Network on November 21st, has been viewed well over a million times in just over 24 hours. Well over a million times, despite me being permanently banned from Twitter. It's trending on Twitter. Number one in Canada, top ranking trending in the United States as well on Twitter. People want the truth. People want to know, where can we find that documentary on the 21st of November? StuPeters.com. If you go there right now, sign up for the official Died Suddenly mailing list. You will get notified the second that it drops. Plus, you'll have access to all of the free behind-the-scenes content that you won't see anywhere else other than StuPeters.com. By the way, Died Suddenly will be absolutely free for the masses to view. We want you to make digital copies of it and distribute it everywhere. Please, for the sake of humanity, take that trailer, copy the URL from StuPeters.com, and share it. That's my challenge to you. Share it with every single contact in your phone. Text everybody. Reunite with grandma and grandpa who got injected, who maybe you've stayed away from. Send them the information. These people are ready for the truth now. They know. They have a feeling. They've seen the evidence. They know what's coming. And what's coming on November 21st is going to be undeniable. Go to StuPeters.com and sign up for that mailing list. It's brought to you by GoldCo. My good friends over at GoldCo are also helping you to save everything that you've worked hard to earn and even harder to save. The big financial reset is coming. The whole system will be reset to zero. Checking accounts, savings accounts, investment accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all drained. Reset to zero. Avoid being a victim of that by investing in gold and silver from GoldCo. Call them today, 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. When you do, you'll get up to $10,000 in free silver with your qualified account at GoldCo, who's already helping countless people to save from this government theft, criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, recession. Call GoldCo, 855-706-GOLD. Mention Stu Peters when you call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD. So we've spent a lot of time in the past week talking about the CDC recommendation that all children in America get the COVID shots and that all of the boosters as part of their regular vaccine regimen will be added to the schedule. That's even though COVID poses zero risk to children. Even though Big Pharma admits the shots provide protection lasting just a few months. Even though the shots can cause myocarditis and heart failure and all other kinds of real health problems. Dr. David Martin has been fighting this battle against the COVID industrial complex from the very beginning. He joins us now to discuss this latest development. So, bioweapon shots for kids, your take.
You know, Stu, I said this at the beginning. We have to remember that they told us what this was. Remember that in April of 2020, and this, you know, it's going to feel like a history lesson because we have to make sure we're looking at history. In April of 2020, the CDC said that these mRNA shots were experimental gene therapies. And it turns out that if they were branded and marketed as experimental gene therapies, which is how they were classified in April 2020 by Moderna's own statements, by BioNTech's own statements, we wouldn't be having this conversation. But because the CDC and because the FDA decided to violate the Clayton Act and the Federal Trade Commission Act of 1914, and because of a violation of federal statutes, we are now having a conversation about putting a lethal injection into children.
How does the CDC hold the sway to unilaterally make this decision?
Well, here's the thing. They don't. And this is where, unfortunately, and you know, I'm probably going to be banned from the even cool club here, Stu. People are celebrating this New York decision, the New York Supreme Court's decision about, you know, reinstituting people with their jobs who were threatened and coerced into taking the shot at pain of losing their jobs. And I'm not suggesting that there isn't a small victory here, but here's where the problem is, always has been, and still lives. Even the people who are fighting the fight are still stipulating that this is a vaccine.
Right.
And the Federal Trade Commission very clearly, under the 1914 Act, which authorized it, And then under the 1938 Wheeler-Lay Act, which is where we specifically got into deceptive medical practices and deceptive trade practices, made it illegal for somebody to use a term to imply that a thing does a thing it doesn't do. And as you quite correctly said, this does not stop infection. This does not stop transmission. And as such, it is not a vaccination. And because it is not a vaccination, we should not be stipulating that in any actions that we take anywhere in any court. And the tragedy is the FDA and the CDC decided to hijack the term in April. Because, Stu, if we told parents this was an experimental gene therapy,
none of them would have led their kids to the slaughter.
We would have had the Catholic Church losing its mind. We would have had the Mormons losing their mind. We would have had evangelical Christians losing their mind. But the minute we put it under the wrongfully applied Jacobson determination on public health, which if you go back and read Jacobson in 1905, and if you go back and read the definition of vaccination in the 1986 National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, the vaccination definition does not apply to this shot. And that's the reason why what the CDC and the FDA have just done in terms of recommending childhood injections is not only an illegal act, but it should be immediately litigated as a deceptive medical practice and a deceptive federal trade practice. And the fact of the matter is, to this day, Stu, I have tried to get lawyers across the country to take this case. And this one is a mountain too high to climb by every single jurisdiction. And so what we're doing now is we're trying to actually change the game. As you know, we're going after criminal prosecution, but that's a whole nother story. But the point is, the actions that they have taken are illegal. There is no question about it. All you have to read is the 1938 Wheeler-Lay Act, which is an amendment to the Federal Trade Commission Act of 1914. And if you read that specific amendment, what they're doing is illegal.
So you said it doesn't stop the spread and it doesn't stop illness, therefore it is not a vaccine.
Correct.
It never jumped from an animal to a human. It never went from human to human. Therefore, it was never a virus. Do you agree with that?
No. And listen, remember that Ralph Baric's patent said infectious, replication defective. And replication defective means it's not moving from a person to a person. This is a transmission already mutated structure.
Weapon of mass destruction. It's biowarfare.
Right. It was designed to hit the target. It was not designed to permeate the community.
Was it designed to push people towards these shots so they would voluntarily?
Well, no question. But remember that the entire process that we went through in the spring and summer of 2020 was this mind control exercise where we were supposed to self-inflict the bioweapon as the only choice we had. And remember that the emergency use authorization was only effective if there were no treatment alternatives. And just recently, we've seen the admission that it turns out hydroxychloroquine was effective.
Ivermectin.
And when we look at the toxicity studies that were done on remdesivir by the NIH, and I want to be really clear on the patient population. Stu, this was HIV patients who were getting COVID treatment with remdesivir. When remdesivir was killing those patients, already immune compromised, already HIV positive, when the NIH was treating those patients and it looked like remdesivir was killing them, you know what they gave them, Stu? They gave them hydroxychloroquine. It's in their own study. And in 7 days, the AIDS patients getting remdesivir treatments for COVID got better. Now, that's their data. And that's their data from last year. There was never an authorization legally for the emergency injection of a single person on this planet.
But the FDA approval did happen, correct? I mean, that's a fact.
Well, it didn't. That's the funny thing. If you go back and you really look at the approval, it's still not an approval because the public redacted elements have never been publicized and approvals require full transparency. We still don't have a single evidence of a manufacturing of the actual alleged approved product. As a matter of fact, we're destroying experimental use product that's still in circulation. So the fact of the matter is, as much as people pretend to dance on the edge of the approval is an authorization that says after the EUA expires, then you probably might have, wink, wink, nod, nod, you might have access to the thing. But under the EUA, which is still how all this stuff is being administered, there is not an approval, there's an authorization. And those are two different things.
So either way, it was illegal the way the entire thing was conducted, which led to the lockdowns,
beginning to end.
Led to the mandates, it led to the employer coercion, it led to service people dropping dead all over the place, 1,000% increases in neurological problems among pilots. Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long suggested that every pilot at Fort Rucker ought to be grounded who's been inoculated with this thing. Yep. It was criminal. So with that being said, yesterday, Stanford Graham was telling me that you now have a multitude of sheriffs that are ready to take this to the criminal referral level. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. So here's what we're doing. We have actually decided that since the attorneys general generally across the country have decided that this is a dog too big to fight.
Yeah. They don't have any balls. Well,
what we've decided is to go to sheriffs and prosecutors in jurisdictions where we have a combination of the following two things. And by the way, this is a pitch. If you know of anybody, if anyone listening to this knows of anybody who has this profile of a patient, we are looking for all of them. What we're looking for are people that got the shot and then were treated with remdesivir. And the reason for that is that getting the shot and being treated with remdesivir puts you in a very special class. And the people who died from getting the shot plus remdesivir have two different murder counts that are available in terms of prosecution. We have actually premeditated murder and we have reckless homicide. And what we're doing is we're working with sheriffs who are now willing to take those cases, who are willing to actually prosecute murder and negligent homicide and reckless homicide cases against the federal perpetrators, and that means Fauci, that means Barrick, that means the crowd that actually built the weapons, but it also means against the doctors, the physicians groups, and most importantly, the hospital administrators who have profiteered on the back of these deaths.
And you have a couple dozen of these sheriffs that are ready to rock and roll.
That is right. We have 15 so far. We are currently aggregating patient cases, and anybody in the public who has someone who died after the shot and after being treated with remdesivir, anybody in the public who has that needs to go to prosecutenow.io, put your name and contact information in place, and Stan Graham will reach out and build the profile. We have several plaintiffs now who are the deceased that have suffered from this injection plus remdesivir treatment protocol, which was premeditated murder the day they injected people with remdesivir.
The dead cannot speak for themselves. It's our jobs to speak for them.
That's exactly right.
That is, I mean, this was said in the brand new trailer that's coming out for Died Suddenly by Richard Hirschman, an embalmer who is pulling these, God knows what they are, out of these people. Yeah. They've been described as fibrous clots. Yeah. This is, accountability has to be the next phase.
There's no question. And listen, the sad thing is, as you know, Stu, I've been a broken record on this was an antitrust case in the spring of 2020. It turned into a RICO case in the summer of 2020, and then it turned into a murder case, right? I mean, this is the way organized crime always works. It always starts out where we could stop at the racketeering and criminal, you know, conspiracy level. It could have stopped when we actually went into the racketeering and the suppression of medical alternatives. Remember, hydroxychloroquine was not a new drug, not a novel drug, has been used for decades. And as a matter of fact, not only used for decades, the very organization that actually is part of the architecture of the COVID pandemic, Johns Hopkins University, was made famous because of the work of Dr. John Hopkins, who in fact was the guy who was using hydroxychloroquine for malaria treatment. So the idea that somehow or another we didn't have an alternative when the NIH was using that means that the entire promulgation of the EUA was an illegal act, should never have been done. And now that there are murders that are a result of this, now we are actually prosecuting the murders.
All right. So we have a very active audience that's looking for something that they can do. So prosecutenow.io. Is there a specific jurisdiction, state or county that you're looking for these cases in so that you're not getting them from areas that have sheriffs?
Yeah. The answer is yes. And the answer is we're not going to let them know we're coming. We actually are building these cases. What we do have is a predominance of Midwestern and Southwestern U.S. And by Southwest U.S., I mean, draw a line across from, let's say, St. Louis, Missouri, and look at the lower left quadrant of the map. So yeah. If it's Southwest, it's in that region. Those are the places where you have sheriffs that are most willing to take action. And so, but we're looking nationally. We do have a few sheriffs on the East Coast. By and large, they're few and far between, but we definitely have the Southwestern quadrant of the United States is where we have most of the sheriff activity. And if we have, and remember what we're looking for is you got the shot, you got alleged COVID, you were treated with remdesivir and killed. That plaintiff becomes the plaintiff that will win this case.
Man, I am so looking forward to it. You know, it's not hyperbolic to say indict, try, and fry. And yeah. I just pray that in our lifetimes, Dr. Martin, that we see that.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Stu, you know, one of the things that I have been committed to is I still believe, even though the evidence is overwhelming against this, I still believe that if we as citizens of this wonderful country actually want to have a respectful future, then we actually have to use the remedies that are in front of us. Even if we know courts are corrupt, even if we know judges are corrupt, we still need to be swinging for the fences. I'm going to keep doing that. I know you are going to keep doing that. And the fact of the matter is, we will have our day where justice is served. There's no question in my mind.
Prosecutenow.io from anywhere in the nation specifically. And most of these sheriffs are in the Southwestern quadrant of the country. But anywhere that you are, if you know somebody who was injected and then later treated with remdesivir and then died, this is who Dr. David Martin is looking for. Go to prosecutenow.io and enter your information. Dr. Martin, always a pleasure having you.
People Great to are see you, out Stu.
Here,
thank you.
People are out here dying suddenly. And nobody can
exactly
deny
right.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
Welcome back. So the old COVID boosters are out. Now it's all about the new bivalent boosters. Supposedly, of course, reformulated to be better against new variants of COVID. Dr. Jane Ruby has been researching these boosters and the potential danger that they pose, and she's here with us now. So one mRNA was not good enough. Bivalent, two, multivalent, three, four. God knows how many mRNAs we need to put in these things, but it's obviously to make you safe against variants of COVID. What do we know?
That don't exist. Stu, I've been putting together a lot of different pieces of information. And first of all, this new bivalent, which means two, genetic codes, we don't even know if that's the truth. Remember that Pfizer has a 50% leeway, and I imagine that Moderna has the same leeway.
And about a 90% lie rate and false and disinformation and kill rate.
Correct. That means they don't have to disclose 50% or less of these materials at any given time in the vial. So here's what I've put together. We have several things happening at once right now. First thing that started to happen, and I'm sure you probably have your finger on the pulse in this as well, is that the reports by people in our social media, people that write to us every day, by the hundreds in our Proton Mail, have been reporting in the last few months since the launch, higher rates, quadrupled the rates of shedding symptoms. And not only that, but people are reporting more severe shedding symptoms, the headaches, the stomach aches, the feeling general malaise, getting flu-like symptoms, if you will, that they're coming on faster and harder after they've been exposed to someone, because people are now very proudly announcing, I got my booster yesterday. And people are writing to me and saying, Dr. Jane, you know, I was with this person. They were very proud that they got their booster. Man, I came home after that. I've been sick for 24 hours and I'm a healthy person, never took the shots and all that. The second thing that's happening, Stu, is that, as you know, I broke on my show, the embalmer Who came forward. I've been working with her for over 3 months now. I have quite a compendium of her videos and photos. I've vetted her and who she is. To say now that she and some of her staff embalmers are experiencing serious, and when they take the white clots out of particular in individuals that are deceased, that they're taking care of and that they're prepping, that everything they're pulling out of a particular body is making them sick. They're getting nauseated, profound nausea, sometimes vomiting, very, very general like weakness and tiredness. They have to sit down for hours at a time. Not with every body. Sometimes they pull out the, I'm going to clarify, they pull out the white clots, but they don't get ill. But when they do get ill, it's from every piece that they're pulling out, and it's during that session. The third thing that's happening, and maybe you can actually kind of, you know, verify this in a way, is I'm seeing in social media, the died suddenly epidemic, the sudden adult death syndrome is rising in numbers. They're scrambling in the VAERS system to hide it. We know from the analysts that we all work with who've been downloading the data from VAERS since day one so they can see what's been removed, put back. We're seeing higher numbers of people saying that they're getting much more severe reactions, they're getting them sooner, and they seem to be related, and because people now call it the bivalent. So that ends up in the narratives of these VAERS reports. So
yeah, my best friend actually had an experience. He was on his way up north to deer camp, and a car pulled over on the side of the road, and the driver got out and died suddenly. Just yesterday, and I want to go back in this because I have this text. I told him that I wanted to report on this. I'm going to protect his anonymity, but this is a Minneapolis police officer, a longtime sergeant, said MPD had a 25 or 27-year-old officer, prior perfect health, passed all the health and fitness quals to get hired at the Minneapolis Police Department, was a first or second lieutenant in the Army National Guard, was out running and prepping for annual PT qualifications for the Army, was out for a short 3-mile run and collapsed with a heart attack that killed him. He died suddenly. The owner of a lounge in Hugo, Minnesota, got the jab, all of a sudden started having strokes. They tested him, said that he needed a quadruple bypass, got inside, the blood was like jello. Had to close him back up as they couldn't continue. He died suddenly shortly thereafter. The mayor of Centerville has an 18 or 19-year-old son. His heart literally failed him, went to the emergency room. They had to put him immediately on an LVAD machine, mechanically keeps your heart going. He was placed on the transplant list for a heart and died suddenly. All of them were fully vaccinated and boosted.
Wow.
Still. This is hitting people's doorsteps. That is why November 21st, when Died Suddenly exclusively appears at StuPeters.com, nobody's going to be able to stop it. That trailer has been seen well over 2 million times now between our platforms and others. 2 million times in just over 24 hours. Don't congratulate me.
You're bringing it forward.
Yeah.
You know, it's important.
Well, people need to see it.
They do need to see it. And you know what? They're spreading it around too, because they've been looking for, you know, they all want evidence. How do I convince my relatives or friends to stop getting these, you know, these boosters and things like that? This is going to have a major impact on that.
Chris Sky said on the program yesterday, now is the time for us to reunite with all of those who we were disassociated with because of our ideological beliefs when they got the shots and we did not. I agree with that. These people are seeing the effects of it as well. They're either experiencing the adverse event side effects or intentional consequences on their own. They feel sick and they know it. Or they know somebody who's died suddenly, or they know multiple people who've been injected that are getting these symptoms. They know. They're ready now for the information. The hardest thing for these people to do is going to be to accept the fact that they've done this to themselves. And that it's horrific. But for the sake of humanity, please, reunite with these people. They're ready to have the conversations around the Thanksgiving table, around the Christmas dinner table. They are ready to have these discussions. Please go to StuPeters.com, grab that trailer, and in your phones, send it to every single person in your contact list. If you're already estranged, then who cares? But if they're ready to receive the information, they will share it, and exponentially the world will see this.
And in terms of helping those that have been jabbed, Stu, in addition to watching the film and educating each other exponentially out there, Dr. Brian Artis will be back on the Dr. Jane Ruby Show next week with solutions for the jabbed that he has found that will interfere with what he believes is the snake venom that has been. And he's, by the way, we have a blockbuster show right after yours tonight where he breaks a story that he was wrong about the snake venom. It's you won't believe this. but it is even a more incredible story. So don't miss that.
Wrong about the snake venom. That's next on the Dr. Jane Ruby Show. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you.
You bet. You too.
Of course. And oh, by the way, whatever you do, don't Google died suddenly. This is a warning. Please. Crying out loud. Don't Google died suddenly. What I would encourage you to Google, however, is the positive benefits, the testimonials, the results that people are getting from using the natural substance known as CBD. CBD can treat joint pain and muscle pain and ligament pain. We all know that. But did you know that it can also treat chronic allergies, seasonal allergies? Did you know that it can help you to treat migraine headaches? Yeah, all of these things. Go online and look at the testimonials from Parkinson's patients who are using CBD. What about kids with ADHD? What about depression? What about stress and anxiety? Yes, people are using CBD for all of these things, and the results are unbelievable. Just go online, Google CBD, and look at all of the results. Now, where you get your CBD makes a big difference as well. God only knows what the CBD company that you're doing business with, what they do to that stuff before it sends to you, where it comes from, what's in it. Yeah, do business with a CBD company that you know that you can trust. One like Curable, K-U-R-I-B-L, Curable.com, a family-owned business. All of the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. I actually coach baseball with one of the directors at Curable. K-U-R-I-B-L. Plus, if you use promo code STU at Curable.com, site-wide, you get 20% off. That's huge. For a limited time only, 20% off site-wide using promo code STU when you go to Curable.com. Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEchoFoods.com. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEchoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com. Welcome back. So Kanye West is getting the Donald Trump treatment because he went outside the limits of what public figures are allowed to say and think. You know, slavery. And so elites have made it their clear mission to completely destroy Kanye West. According to some news reports, Ye is no longer a billionaire. In fact, his fortune may have been cut in half. Adidas canceled his shoe deal worth hundreds of millions of dollars. The school that he sponsored got boycotted for basketball games, and now it's apparently shutting down entirely. Athletes quit the sports agency that Ye owns. Oh, and a wax figure of Ye at Madame Tussauds in London has been removed as well. He's treated like a demonic force. You can't even gaze upon him or he'll hurt you. Ridiculous. Look, nothing that Kanye has said in the past few weeks is any worse than what Louis Farrakhan spewed out for years on end. Yet Barack Obama and countless other Democratic politicians lined up to kiss Farrakhan's ring. And quite frankly, his ass to get his support. What's the difference? You know, the most obvious. First, Farrakhan is otherwise a loyal servant of left-wing causes. And second, Farrakhan promotes the fake demonic religion called Nation of Islam. Well, Ye is a proud Christian. Mark Burns is a pastor of Harvest Praise and Worship Center, and he joins us now. Pastor Mark, thank you so much for being here.
Happy to be here, Stu.
I mean, what's the difference?
Well, it's hypocrisy at the highest level. I mean, again, this is clearly a double standard in America, to where anytime a Christian, particularly a black conservative Christian, speaks against what the totalitarian government or the forces that control the world be, when he speaks against that, then all of a sudden they're named a Nazi, Hitler lover, a anti-Semitic, and all the things that Kanye is absolutely not. I mean, we got to know exactly what Kanye was talking about. Let me just first say this. The Bible makes it very clear that there's a blessing on those that bless Israel, and then there's a curse on those that curse Israel, right? And so we, through Jesus, have been indoctrinated through the blood of Jesus as part of the Jewish community, the Jewish tribe, right? Through Jesus Christ, who was a Jew. And when we accept him, we are now part of the Jewish community. So when God speaks to Israel, he speaks to all of us that have accepted Jesus Christ. And let's be very clear. We're not attacking the Jewish people, but I believe there's some truth to what Kanye is saying. I mean, what really Kanye is simply saying that there are a particular group of people that control so much of the banking system, of the media, and of the fashion industry. I mean, the LA Times themselves, Stu, wrote an article that suggested that the Jews are in control of Hollywood and they okay with it. That's not the issue. The issue is the fact that Kanye has been treated like he is calling for the extermination of the Jewish people. And that is not at all what he's saying. The only real extermination that is happening in America, also what Kanye said, is the extermination of the Black community, right? He spoke against abortion. That's a real extermination that is happening in America. Why is it that 50%, that there's a genocide of the Black community through Planned Parenthood? 50%, Stu, 50% of Black deaths come from Planned Parenthood, from abortions that are happening in America. Blacks, they hate Kanye for this because now Blacks are going to start asking questions. They don't want Black people asking questions. There's a real truth to the fact that there's an extermination within the Black community, and Kanye called it out, but now they're trying to silence his voice and they call him anti-Semitic to cover up the real truth. The real truth is this: they want to kill Blacks in America, right? But not only do they want to kill Blacks in America, they want to kill white people in America. White people are also on the hit list. How do I know this? The Root wrote an article that said that whiteness is a pandemic. Are you hearing me, Stu?
Yeah.
Whiteness is a pandemic. And the author went on and said the only way to eradicate a pandemic is to identify it, is to isolate it, is to extract it, and then to kill it. Right? These are open calls for the death of white people in America. The Harvard Magazine also wrote an article that suggests that whiteness needs to be abolished, right? But why aren't where's the hypocrisy with those people? Why aren't they being ostracized by the banking system, by the fashion industry, by the media? Why aren't they being called out? Blacks are asking the questions like, number one, Rosa Parks fought 50-something, 60-something years ago, being at the back of the bus. Why is it that after all those years, Black people are still at the back of the bus? When 92% of Black people still vote Democrat, why aren't we getting anything for it? Why isn't there a progression within the Black community? Why is it that the Hispanic community has overtaken the Black community in jobs, in housing, in business in America? Why is this taking place? This is the message that Kanye is giving. This is the message that he is giving. And the banking system and the bank system, the fashion industry and the media are trying to kill his voice. They're trying to silence his voice for speaking the truth, knowing that he is speaking right.
Tony Fauci started a Black genocide with HIV and AIDS. Tony Fauci killed Black people with poisonous treatments. The CDC and Tony Fauci, Ralph Baric, all of these people rolled out these poisonous injections into the hood. You mentioned abortion. It's no secret that young Black men commit more violent crimes than any other ethnic group put together combined. But yet, in these Black and impoverished ghettos, in these communities on the south side of Chicago, these criminal gangbangers are allowed with impunity to run around with illegal guns. Stop and frisk was stopped. That's on purpose because they want Black people to kill more Black people because they're trying to get rid of Black people. I mean, this is not a secret. But Kanye's point about the banking system and Hollywood and the media all being owned by Jews, to that you say what?
Well, the reality of it is, let me just say this real quickly. The reality of it is that the only real call for the extermination of race, nobody's calling for the extermination of Jews, right? Nobody's calling for the death of Jews. What happened to Hitler should never happen again. But any community in America, no community in the world should ever be. The Africans in Sudan, right? The genocide that has happened in other parts of the nation, those also should be called out. So no race should ever die. But the reality of it is the only extermination that Kanye has called out is not the extermination of the Jewish community, but the end of the extermination of the Black community in America. That's the only extermination that is happening in America. And that has to stop. The reality of it is, listen, it is true that when the LA Times writes an article that says that the Jewish community owns Hollywood, the LA Times, right, the Los Angeles Times, when they write this, and in the article, it clearly states that they're okay with everybody knowing that they own Hollywood, they run Hollywood. But in the article, you got to go look it up for yourself because it's in black and white before they pull it down. But it's the LA Times. And in the LA Times, it says, but guess what? We okay with people knowing that we control Hollywood. We just want to make sure that we continue to keep control over Hollywood. and other industries in America. And so the end of this, this is no attack of Jewish community. I want to say this. I know the media is going to take what I'm saying and they're going to say, look, I'm calling for the end of the Jewish community. No, you got to bless Israel. And we're talking about the real Jews that honor the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 2, verse number 9, and let me clearly read it. In Revelation chapter 2, verse number 9, the Bible says this, and every believer need to go and read this, because these are the Jews that Kanye is talking about. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 2, verse number 9, it says that, and I know your works and tribulations and poverty, but you are rich. And I know, hear me, Stu, the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews, but they are not, for they are devils in the synagogue. That's what the word of God says. We're talking about those who hide behind the Jewish community, and they really don't honor the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Just like there are Muslims who hide behind their faith and they kill other Muslims. Just like Christians who use the Bible as a justification of slavery 400 years ago, right? And there are Jews in America that are not honoring the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Listen, we love Jews. Let's be very clear. We're talking about Jews that honor the synagogue. We are part of the Jewish community. And Kanye is correct when he talked about Black Jews. Even the World Jewish Congress recognizes the Black Jews in Southern Africa. So when he says that, how can I be anti-Semitic when my people are Jews? He's absolutely correct. But the world wants to call him crazy, and then they begin to take his life away. This is true, real Nazism in America. When you are ostracizing, destroying one's ability to live, one's ability to make money. One's ability, that's what real racism is, true, if you understand it. That's not prejudice. Real racism is the ability to control one's destiny, right? That's what real racism is. And what's happening, Kanye is a form of racism because he is now being dictated by Adidas. He's being dictated by the fashion industry. He's been dictated by the banking systems for operating in the First Amendment right to say what he believes is his truth about what's happening to him in his personal life and his business life. But now they are ostracizing him. That's what real Nazism is. And that's what's happening in America. And no one should ever be treated that way in a totalitarian government. We should have the freedom to say what we want to say and not lose our whole livelihood, just like the real civil rights movement that happened. Not this fake trans stuff that is happening here in America today, but the real civil rights movement that took place. When Dave Chappelle said this, dude, when Dave Chappelle said, why is it easier for Bruce Jenner to change his sex than it was for Muhammad Ali to change his name in America?
Yeah.
That's what's reality. That's what we're talking about. And that's the freedom that we're losing here in America.
Yeah. It's not Jews that are oppressing Kanye West. According to God's word, it is the devils in the synagogue.
The devils in the synagogue.
Pastor Mark Burns, always a pleasure having you. Thank you for being so
God bless
based. God bless you. Love that smile and that fiery passion. Magnesium Breakthrough has the 7 most critical types of magnesium that allow you to combat stress and anxiety and low mood and sleepless nights and, quite frankly, an early grave. 75% of Americans suffer a magnesium deficiency. Don't let that be you. Don't kill yourself. A lot of these other magnesium supplement companies have this laxative inside of them. So in other words, you're crapping out all of the things that you're trying to do better for yourself. So no, use Magnesium Breakthrough. The product can be found at magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Go there right now, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. And keep your brain in tip-top shape. Be the most creative you've ever been, the most focused, the most driven. The light switch for your brain is Nootropics Brain Supplements. My favorite is the Focused Savagery, but for you, it could be different. You won't know until you fill out the personal questionnaire at nootopia.com/Stu. Go to nootopia.com/Stu. Answer the questions about how you deal with distractions on a daily basis, how you process information. Then Nootopia puts together a custom brain supplement package that's perfect for you. Whether you need aggression in the gym or focus, you know, savagery, like me, Focused Savagery, I'm telling you, it's my favorite. Plus, the brand new product there, Collagenius. It combines collagen with mushroom extracts. You know how good this stuff is for you. Go to nootopia.com/Stu. Again, nootopia.com/Stu. Welcome back. So aside from the Earth somehow being round and spinning at 1,080 miles per hour, interesting concept, chemtrails is one of the most enduringly popular conspiracy theories out there. The theory dates back to at least the mid-1990s. The theory is that when you see white clouds trailing behind aircraft, it isn't water vapor condensing in response to the atmospheric conditions around the airplane. Instead, the theory is that these are chemicals being sprayed by the aircraft for some sinister purpose. Well, like a lot of conspiracy theories, even if the big idea were to happen to be false, it is based on truth. In the 1950s and 60s, the island of Britain really was sprayed secretly with airborne chemicals in a secret germ warfare test. In the 1950s, San Francisco really was secretly sprayed with a chemical agent as part of a test about how a real bioweapon attack would affect a populated area. Then in the 1970s, the U.S. Navy actually patented a device for scattering radiation via airplane contrail. And again, in the 1990s, scientists began publicly discussing using chemicals sprayed in the atmosphere to block sunlight and reverse supposed global warming. Yes, just like what humanity did in the Matrix movie, if you've watched that. But of course, even if the government isn't spraying stuff into the atmosphere, and for the record, we believe that they absolutely are forcing people to get vaccines, falsely referred to as vaccines, you know, bioweapons. And that means vaccine shedding, and that means you have a reason to want filtered air. Mike Dillon is the owner of filtersuck.com, where you can buy special filter-free air purification systems. Be sure to use promo code STU for a discount when you go there. Again, that's filtersuck.com, and Mike joins us now. Thanks a lot for being here.
Always a pleasure, Stu. How are you?
Well, I'm fantastic. You know, I mean, other than being sprayed with a bunch of chemical agents and having people around me that are shedding a bioweapon of spike proteins all over myself and my kids, but you can protect us against this. I use the products in my home. Tell the viewing audience about them.
So one of the most important things, like you said, whether or not, which obviously you know my stance, I believe we are being sprayed on a daily basis. I don't think that I could have been on your show as many times as I have. I think with the thousands of orders that we've gotten, I've never had somebody text, call, or email and say, hey, I bought the whole home system and it didn't help with my allergies. It didn't get rid of the mold. The little shield air that I wear on my neck or the lanyard, which you know I'm not a real big lanyard guy, but the ladies love it when they're going to the grocery store or going, you know, into any place where they could be exposed to that bioweapon. I had a conversation. I was speaking with Christopher the other day, I know you hold a dear spot in your heart for Christopher. I told him my biggest fear is what happens when they decide to get the smart idea that they put the quantum dot and they start to aerosol it. Then what?
We've already talked about the quantum dot and how real it is. Karen Kingston brought patent proof about Q dot, quantum dot, and how this technology is being used.
First line of defense, when you step outside of your house, the shield air is wearable. 12 million positive ions per cubic centimeter per second. The testimonies don't lie.
You can put these things on your children's backpacks. You can put these things on your luggage when you travel. You can put them on your hoodie. You can put them on your t-shirt like you see Mike doing there. You can put them on the inside of your suit coat pocket. It'll be discreet. Nobody will even know what you're doing. And actually, they make a great gift for the teacher because you just tell the teacher, you know, the one that's been, what are they on their fifth booster now? They're shedding all over your kids. You tell them, hey, we're really worried about virus transmission. You know, we want to make sure that everybody's safe. And you can put that unit right on the teacher's desk. What a great gift idea for the upcoming holiday season as well.
Well, not only that, but, you know, more importantly, as we're going to be having the meatloaf finger hors d'oeuvre for this 31st, which, you know, in my opinion, is the devil's holiday. And the only thing scarier than demons and ghouls is probably my child being shedded on while they go to get their Milky Ways and their candy corn. So I highly recommend that anybody who's already purchased this, that you make sure that your child or you are wearing it as you guys are going door to door, literally knocking on death's door.
Yeah, I encourage people to not go door to door, actually. I encourage you to stay home, maybe carve a pumpkin, teach your kids how to bake pumpkin seeds, maybe go to the apple orchard and pick some apples, bring them home, make candied and carameled apples with your kids. There's fentanyl in the Skittles. I mean, we live in a completely different society right now. Your number one job is to protect your little ones. I just discourage anybody from going out and participating in a demonic holiday that just, you know, promotes the intake of sugar and other synthetic materials like these gummy worms and whatnot. I mean, these are plastic and sugar. Why would you ever allow your kid to eat them?
I was talking with my naturopath just yesterday morning, and he said to me, he goes, Mike, he goes, remember how important we are what we eat, we are what we drink. At 11,000 liters of air a day, let me show you why it's so important to be very, very careful with not only the air that's coming into your home. This right here is a little bit of model train oil. It is one of the smallest particles because smoke is less than half a micron in size, which is very, very small. So when you start talking about breathing in mold spores in your home, the Quantum Dot, same technology that's in our flagship product. I know for a fact you've got this running in your house.
I do.
What noticeable difference would you say in your own home? Have you seen the difference in the dust? How quickly it gets rid of cooking odors? I mean, I know that you're a vegan and you don't ever cook bacon.
Yeah, right. You know, I love the smell of bacon. So I got to say, I have to turn it down when I'm cooking bacon because I like when that smell lingers. But no, you're absolutely right. As far as the dust aspect of this is concerned, though, you know, you have the ceiling fans and you leave the ceiling fans running. And it doesn't matter how much you change your furnace filter, that ceiling fan seems to just get all of the dust on it. And you're just spinning around dust. We know what dust is. It's not good. You shouldn't be rebreathing it in. And then, you know, your cold air returns. You have to, a lot of times people, if you're doing what you should be, you're taking them off every 30, 60 days, and you're cleaning off the grates and the vents on your cold air returns and your duct systems. I don't have to do that anymore. I haven't had to do it since I've had the thing in the house. So, I mean, I guess that's a testimonial in and of itself.
Fantastic. So let me show you guys real quick, all of your viewers, if your house is filled with this much shedding and this much toxins, it's time to burn the house down and just rebuild. Or you can purchase the whole home system and watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance. And for the sake of the 13 people that respond to the emails, after we do these interviews, whether it's with you or the president of the United States, this here is the shield. You shield yourself from shedding. This is the go. You can take it with you anywhere that you guys go. It's a battery operated, can also be plugged in. The very last thing, this is the mini. The mini plugs into a single room, good for up to 250 to 500 square feet. None of our products have filters. No filters. Filters suck. Large machine, this is what everybody wants. You put it in the house, up to 3,000 square feet, multiple floors. It will go upstairs, downstairs. It is so quiet. I have it set on the highest setting. You can't even hear it running. But again, Stu, what you just saw happen here happens with every one of our products. Obviously, the Shield, the Go, and the Mini, those are the most affordable. But if you want to protect the entire family, the large machine. And before you guys send me an email, the only difference between the Pro and the V3, one is black, one is white. Okay. Whichever fits in your cabinet and looks better with your decor, whatever your wife or husband says they want, use their acknowledgement. Stu, we're in troubled times, brother, and I don't think anybody is literally doing the fight that you're doing. I love when you tell people that you don't do this to be, you know, kind. You're doing this for their safety.
Yeah, I'm
you're
not here
speaking
to,
your truth.
Definitely not here to make friends, and it shows. I've lost
universal,
plenty of them.
Universal truth can't be measured in mass appeal. People will be offended.
That's right.
And it's time for them to wake up, because if they don't, if we don't unplug them from the matrix, it's going to be too late. Filtersuck.com. If you guys do not use the coupon code STEW, that's STEW, you don't get the 10% off. You don't get the free shipping. I won't pay your tax. You guys go on Amazon. We've got 5-star reviews. You will not get free shipping. You will not get the discount. Stu, I think your listeners have heard enough. It's time for them to make that effort. The holidays are coming. And I'll tell you right now, as many boosters as grandma's got, I'm not going to tell her that she can't come sit at the Christmas table.
That's right.
But you better believe that this is going to be cranked all the way up.
That's right. And, you know, to your point about making friends and saying the most popular thing, the persecution is proportionate to the passion. Go to filtersuck.com right now. It makes a great gift idea. Make sure that grandma can come over despite how much she's shedding all over you. Great glasses, Mike Dillon. Thanks so much for being here. Filtersuck.com, promo code STEW.
The boosters are killing millions.
Got a vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID, but I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. but a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning, America!
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
Well, I think everybody knows by now that we have no reason to just give blanket trust to the medical industrial complex. Our healthcare system is not necessarily designed to help us. People with white lab coats aren't looking out for our best interests. We know that. And just like the big scam about the food pyramid, you remember that? We've been told our whole lives to eat certain fruits and vegetables and whole grains to stay in good health. However, according to Dr. Stephen Gundry, a world-renowned heart surgeon, many of these so-called health foods in the American diet contain a dangerous toxin. It's making you fat. It's expanding the waistline. This toxin also causes micro tears to form in your intestinal wall. This allows bacteria and waste products to seep into your body. That sounds dangerous. The condition is called leaky gut. It's affecting millions of people nationwide. So what is this toxin? What foods should you stay away from? Go to gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew. gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew. There's a video there where Dr. Gundry explains. These side effects are often mistaken for normal signs of aging because leaky gut usually develops over a matter of years. But I can assure you the damage is caused by these health foods. The good news is the problem can easily be fixed from your own home. It's very simple. You just have to know which foods are actually healthy and which contain this hidden toxin. Go to gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew. Again, gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew. And we're out of time on this Friday. Hope you have a fantastic weekend spending all of the quality time with those that you love the most. We'll see you tomorrow for our special premium episode at stewpeters.com and back here on Monday, same time, same place. Until then, God bless you.